In this bulletin, Emmanuel Macron wins re-election as France's president, as Marine Le Pen vows to fight on. Australians gather to mark Anzac Day. And in sport, Aussie Alex de Minaur narrowly misses out on the final of tennis's Barcelona Open. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Tina Quinn. A very good morning to you, and first to Europe, where French President Emmanuel Macron has been re-elected. His rival Marine Le Pen has conceded defeat shortly after early projections showed him winning by a comfortable margin, but she's vowed to continue, as she says, fighting for France and the French people. President Macron is currently projected to receive around 57% of the vote. At 44, he becomes just the third president in France's history to serve two terms. The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defence Secretary Lloyd Austin may visit Kyiv to discuss Ukraine's request for more powerful weapons to assist in their fight against the Russian invasion. The visit, announced by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in his daily address on Saturday, would be the highest-level visit by US officials to the country since the start of the war in February. However, the White House has not yet confirmed any travel plans for Mr. Blinken or Mr. Austin. Returning home, and Australians are gathering to mark Anzac Day. There have been dawn services across the country to commemorate the 107th anniversary of the Anzac landing. In some states, today's public commemorations are the first in 3 years because of COVID-19. Today is also the first Anzac Day since Australian forces withdrew from Afghanistan. Major General Matthew Pearce has addressed the crowd gathered in the rain for the service at the cenotaph at Martin Place in central Sydney. He says Australia's military campaigns have been highlighted by remarkable contributions from ordinary people.
These campaigns, like all Australians have been committed to, are part of our national identity. They are filled with stories of ordinary Australians who pulled together despite adversity to support their mates and put their lives on the line to defend our national interests and secure a brighter future, free from intimidation from hostile forces. On Anzac Day, we give thanks to all veterans for their service, their sacrifice, and their resilient spirit.
The services will be followed by marches of veterans. Overseas, services are also taking place in France, Turkey, Thailand, Malaysia, and Papua New Guinea. And federal election campaigning will pause in commemoration of Anzac Day. Prime Minister Scott Morrison and the Deputy Opposition Leader Richard Marles are attending services in Darwin. Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese remains in isolation in Sydney with COVID-19. Liberal candidate Catherine Deaves says she has received death threats over the controversial comments she made about transgender athletes, which has caused her family to leave Sydney. Handpicked by Prime Minister Scott Morrison to run in the Sydney seat of Warringah, she immediately ignited controversy over a number of comments she'd previously made on social media, causing public outrage and an internal row within the Liberal Party. Ms. Deaves has told SBS News that she's chastened by the reaction to her comments and recognises her arguments weren't conducive to proper, reasonable debate, adding that she's had to take extreme measures to ensure her safety and that of her family.
I have received death threats. I have had to have the police and the AFP involved. My safety has been threatened. My family are away out of Sydney because I don't want them to witness what I am going through, and nor do I want their safety put at risk.
Ms. Deaves says she believes the issue involves a collision of rights between women and the trans community, and that in a liberal democracy, such collisions should be debated in a reasonable and measured fashion. Labor has pledged to train an additional 500 Indigenous health workers and invest in life-saving dialysis and rheumatic heart disease treatments. The funding would deliver up to 30 new dialysis units to treat chronic kidney disease and double the federal funding to combat rheumatic heart disease, with $12 million for prevention, screening and treatment. Labor's Foreign Affairs spokeswoman Penny Wong says her party will also invest $15 million to improve water supply in remote regions, enabling new dialysis units in these communities for the first time.
First Nations Australians are four times more likely to die from rheumatic heart disease, four times as likely to have kidney disease, and more than twice as likely to die from suicide in their youth. So the First Nations peoples, First Nations communities of this land need a Prime Minister who will take responsibility and deliver on his promises for all Australians.
Meanwhile, the Labor Party is defending an ad about Liberal MP Gladys Liu as it vies to reclaim her ultra-marginal Victorian seat. Miss Liu won Chisholm by fewer than 1,100 votes at the 2019 federal election, making it a key battleground for the upcoming vote on May the 21st. The Labor Party wants voters to remember the MP's record when she paid for ads on social media which raised national security and foreign interference allegations. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has criticised Labor over the ad against Australia's first Chinese-born lower house MP.
What do? They actually go after Gladys Liu because she's Chinese. She's from Hong Kong, and they're engaged in what I think is a sewer tactic here.
Turning to sport now, and in tennis, Australian Alex de Minaur has narrowly lost to rising Spanish star Carlos Alcaraz in the semi-finals of the Barcelona Open. 18-year-old Alcaraz has beaten de Minaur 6-7, 7-6, 6-4 in a 3-hour, 39-minute epic. De Minaur twice served for the match in the second set, but twice Alcaraz managed to escape match point. Had he been successful, de Minaur would have been the first Australian since Rod Laver 52 years ago to make the final of the Barcelona Open. And now for a quick look at the weather. Expect a late shower or two if you're in Perth, with tops of 28 degrees expected to be reached. Adelaide's partly cloudy with highs of 25. Similar conditions for Melbourne, tops of 21 though. Hobart's cloudy with 17 degrees expected. Partly cloudy for Canberra, tops of 19. Showers for Wollongong with a top of 20. A shower or two for Sydney with tops of 22. Also a shower or two for Newcastle with a high of 23. Similar conditions in Brisbane, tops of 25. Cairns is expecting rain with tops of 28. And partly cloudy and 34 degrees if you're in Darwin. And that's all the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Tina Quinn.